Cozumel, Mexico is reaching out to European cruise lines in hope of convincing them to homeport their ships there for Caribbean voyages. The island is struggling under the financial burden of no cruise ship visits and can't wait much longer for ships to resume sailing from the U.S. In a recent interview, Cozumel's mayor said if they cannot leave from the United States, let them make a route to the Caribbean sailing from Cozumel. Other sailings that wouldn't have to enter the U.S. waters would include voyages from Progreso, Mexico, the Yucatan, and Havana, Cuba. And Royal Caribbean has extended the Singapore season for Quantum of the Seas. Previously, the ship was supposed to stay in Asia through March 21st. Now, Quantum will continue operating short 2-, 3-, and 4-night cruises to nowhere from Singapore until June 21st. The vessel has successfully been sailing from Singapore since December. And finally, according to a study commissioned by VRBO, that's like Airbnb, 65% of people plan to travel more post-pandemic than before. 54% say they're more likely to take that big bucket list trip, and that's music to the ears of the struggling travel industry, which has seen a massive cut in revenue due to the global pandemic. Demand for cruising is also stronger than expected, despite cruise ships not having sailed from the U.S. in nearly a year. And cruise line stocks were pretty much flat on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation at 20.93, Royal Caribbean 68.77, and Norwegian at 24.12. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.